Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is A.D. DeBosco, and this is the Everyman Show, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore, Mid-Atlantic region of the United States. Yeah, that's right, over here, enjoying a beautiful sunny day, while the dark clouds of war, societal unrest, big pharma drug addiction all over a white America. That's kind of what this show is all about today. You know, you turn on the television, for those of you that do turn on the television, and I would say that most people reiterate or mockingbird what they see on TV. Well, what do you see on television? You see death, guns, war, drugs. Death, guns, war, drugs. Every commercial is some new, do-flunky blood thinner, mood enhancer, something to help men pee less. I'm going through it also. You know, I'll tell you something. I live by the spice rack. I take a hard-boiled egg in the morning, and I put black pepper, turmeric. I put pink Himalayan salt on it. I use smoked paprika. Sometimes I use cayenne pepper, and that's on one egg, one hard-boiled egg, if I'm not cooking my eggs. But I do eat eggs every morning. Dr. Joel Wallach will tell you that there is no more perfect protein in the morning. And Dr. Oz, I believe, says the same thing. But I have turned my health around in the last 2 years using this method, because America eats garbage like no other country on earth. They can take cardboard and put MSG on it, sugar, some type of oily fat canola oil, and dress it up and make it taste like cheesecake if they want to. Okay? So something that I was just reading from Global Research was the genocide by pharma. Think about that. Genocide by pharma. Middle-aged, prime retirement-aged people, and I'm seeing it everywhere. Mid to upper 60s, dropping dead just years into their retirement because their doctor said, here, take this, take that, take this. And it's daunting when you see it everywhere. But also, the opioid, synthetic opioid delivery to troops. Guys coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq after 5-6 tours, shredded. They don't know why they were there. They don't know why they had to kill that village full of people. Well, that we could go into that. That's a whole other story. Because if I told you about why we went into Iraq in 1989, you wouldn't believe it if I told you it was about farmland. It was about supplementing their farm-rich soil and food with Roundup-ready crops. You see, once they've sprayed Roundup into the ground, it will no longer grow normal crops. The soil's dead. That's right. That's a fact. Had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein going into Qatar or Kuwait, whatever it was. They blame it on oil. Yeah, he went to the Euro for petro money. You know, the petro Euro is what it was. And, but, you know, you get back to this and you look at this corporate nightmare. Arms manufacturers, big pharma, big food industry, big real estate industry, the murder of the Middle East for the New World Order. 16 years plus. We've been over there since Nixon, 1972. And there, soon thereafter, Al-Qaeda was formed. Jimmy Carter, CIA trained these people. These people were sheep herders. They grew, they had some of the most fertile land on the globe. They could grow anything, but they chose poppy for the world's opium and big pharma pain med industry. You see, controlling pain in a toxic, insane world where people are more dumbed down mentally, or they don't get any sunlight. They live in boxes. They turn on the television, the radio, the lights. And in three generations, this synthetic human existence is not only overpopulating the planet, but it is also shortening the lives. And people don't have any clue what it's like to be human, really. In 90 degrees, you sat under the shade. You know, since I got off diet food 3 years ago, and since I got away from, pretty much got away from alcohol, I used to drink, I could drink 12 beers. I could drink a case of beer a week. I drank a case of beer a week. I did. I'll admit that. Back 2000 to 2005, when I was a contractor in Washington, D.C., doing remodeling work. That's hard work. It is hard work to build kitchens, bathrooms, additions, put up with people's rhetoric, you know, try to deal with subcontractors, electricians, and plumbers, and go through the regulations, make sure you're legal. You see, they shut down industry in the United States with regulation. And that didn't shut down the economy enough. So they moved everything to China. Now China's falling apart because nobody has any more need for Walmart's garbage. Nobody, you know, how many more bath towels can you buy? How many more cheap, stupid light fixtures can a person buy? Or how many welcome mats? Cheap garbage jewelry, row after row of candy and fake food. And God knows what's in that meat department. While they use carbon monoxide to keep the meat red for weeks. As you see this manifesting in the guts of Americans everywhere. Pharma, food, the synthetic lifestyle. You ask a young person, where does meat come from? And they'll tell you it comes from the grocery store. You can ask a guy, hey, what do you eat for breakfast every day? Oh, I stop over at McDonald's or 7-Eleven or Wawa. I remember I used to go to the 7-Eleven every morning in College Park on Edgewood Road, and I would go in to get my 24-ounce coffee because, let's face it, it was pretty good. It was quick. Cheap, you know, convenience. We'd live by convenience. And I remember looking at people, what they ate in the morning. They had twisted and kerfunked every kind of breakfast sandwich you can imagine. Breakfast pizza, breakfast hot dogs, cheese-loaded synthetic. God knows what it was. I remember the times when I would go get those nachos and cheese. And I was one of the first guys that, you know, I was putting chili on my pizza at 2 in the morning after drinking 7 beers in the club and going out. And I think about how I felt when I woke up. My face was all swollen. I was, you know, sweaty and itchy and, you know, what was I eating? It's industrial waste, ladies and gentlemen. They make these big pharma pills for 3 cents, and your government or your insurance policy that you pay a fortune for pays out $6 a pill. Your prescription is $60 for the week and you get 7 pills or whatever, 10 pills, whatever it is, as much as $9 a pill. I mean, I still see these Viagra commercials, and I wonder to myself, if someone is that ill that they cannot get an erection upon command. I mean, can you imagine being with a gorgeous woman or your partner, and you can't get it up? It has nothing to do with whether or not you are horny. It has to do with whether or not you have your body is sick. That's a prime example as a first indicator of major cardiovascular blockage if a man can't get an erection. But I look at these commercials, every other commercial, and then what comes on right after that commercial is a law firm suing a company for something they made 10 years prior. A metal blood clot filter in your bloodstream? What? What? You don't know how to take vinegar every day? Tablespoons of vinegar and a half teaspoon of baking soda is more healthy or as healthy as eating a plate of walnuts and grapes. Yeah, that's true. I remember when Diamond Nut Company was called out on the carpet because they said walnuts were healthy. If you don't know what Rockefeller and the foundations, Ford, Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, all these banks and foundations have done to America, you can't imagine the zoo that you live in. And they keep telling us about ISIS. And they keep telling us about homegrown terrorism. And they keep bringing in these refugees that are middle-aged, young, middle-aged or you know, 22-year-old military-aged men that have no clue why they're here except someone told them, you're going to start a civil war in the United States. Social media has ISIS. And if a guy goes on there and says that somebody should, you know, take out Obama, he's immediately taken off. That ISIS comes and says they're going to kill all these Americans, well, that site gets mainstream media attention. Do you understand the madness? Do you understand you're being played? Do you understand what mind control is? Do you understand what, you know, Operation Northwood was, Gladio? Do you understand what Operation Mockingbird is and MKUltra? Do you understand who Kissinger really, really is? Never going to forget when Code Pink went in to have him arrested and McCain called them scumbags. New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, Trilateral Commission. You understand? I mean, continuity of government, the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations. Why are we always in the foreign relations, foreign this, foreign that, far, far away, far and away from the people that need the most attention right now are the American people. And it's been this way for 30 years. If you want to sit there and tell me what a great president Reagan was great, I'm going to tell you you're full of shit. If you're going to tell me how great George Herbert Walker Bush, whose AKA real name is George Scherf Jr., that's right, a Nazi, I'm going to tell you you're full of shit. If you're going to tell me how great Eisenhower was, and all blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you, you're full of shit. We went to war every time in the last 100 years on false pretenses brought about by bankers, corporate heads, media moguls, and idiots in the federal government, and a Congress that just couldn't resist blowing up a couple of bushes and some throwbacks from prehistoric times. Yeah, we got those commies. Yeah, we blew them up. Their governments were stable. Their societies were stable. Their farms were stable. They didn't have a lot of money because they didn't need it. They made their own whiskey. Whiskey was a medicine long before anything else that came in pill form. I remember as a kid watching these crazy sci-fi cartoons and various other, one day everything's going to come in pill form. Now I have vitamins, I have $1,000 worth of vitamins in my war chest. I'm fighting bladder cancer right now. I tell them that Roundup did this to me. And they tell me I'm crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have to stop smoking. Let me tell you something, folks. Cigarette smoking never, ever caused heart disease in anyone. Anyone that wasn't already sick from alcoholism or some other major exposure to industrial chemicals never got sick from cigarette smoking. A whole 1% of 1% might die from lung cancer directly related to cigarette smoking because their immune systems are already weakened. It wouldn't be that they put fire retardant in cigarettes now. I don't smoke cigarettes, by the way. I smoke cigars when I can. I have 2 or 3 cigarillos a week. That means that when I light up, I have my coffee, 2 or 3 puffs, and it put it out. One cigarillo will last me a day and a half. So it is a lie. And I have a doctor. Listen, folks. When your doctor tells you things that you know are not true, get another doctor. When your doctor tells you every time you turn around you have to have surgery on something, get another doctor. Why wasn't my bladder taken care of the first time back in January? It has been 7 freaking months now, 6 months since my surgery. I've seen my doctor literally in discussion form one time, which was yesterday. Okay? And he did a cystoscopy on me. And, of course, I couldn't control my urine. And if you saw the look on his face and the way he panicked, well, he doesn't know it, but I'm not seeing him anymore. I want to find out what's wrong with me. I know what happened. I decrusted my colon. I did a colon cleanse. You have to clean your colon. You have got to get a colon cleanse kit, and you better do it and get it done and get it done now. You better be getting the glyphosate out of your system. You better be working hard as hell to get the Roundup glyphosate out of your system. You better get Big Pharma out of your system. You better stop taking Xanax, and you better stop taking OxyContin, and you better stop taking all the Advil and the Tylenols and everything else and get it out of your system. It's killing you. It's going to kill you. If you're not getting sunshine and vitamin D, if you are not literally bathing yourself in sunshine every day for half an hour, then you ain't going to make it. If you're not sweating, and I mean full-on, wringing wet sweat once or twice a week, you're not going to make it. I think in Switzerland, they spend hours every week in a sauna and then roll in the snow. Why are so many Americans dying from heart attacks? Well, let me tell you. It's because our food is toxic, because GMO turns your blood into plastic. It is because of chemtrails. It is because of the endless nightmare of industrial waste that Dow, DuPont, Syngenta, Monsanto, and the Rockefeller Foundations and all their ilk poured on you and poured in your groundwater and in your lakes and streams and runoff for the last century and a half. It is because of nuclear waste, nuclear, endless nuclear leakage. I'm 59 in just a couple of months. If I live to have one full year of retirement, I will consider my life a success in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I have bladder cancer now. I fully expect the treatments to wreck me unless I take full command, get out of this state of Delaware, which is the most toxic of you. I want anyone listening to this, hello, if you're out there, look up Delaware toxic groundwater. Look up how you can, there's signs if you're pregnant, don't eat the fish. Why would you even want to touch such fish? Can you imagine what's in the sediment? Can you imagine if we have a tsunami or if we have a major, major flood? We've had major rain over here. Can you imagine if this stuff starts to get in back into the fields? You can't imagine what they spray on the fields. I've seen it. Never mind chicken manure. Never mind cow manure. No, no. This is chemical garbage. Petro. Do you understand that everything Monsanto makes is made with petroleum? Petroleum. Petroleum. Not nitrates. Petroleum. Would you want to eat food that you just sprayed motor oil on? I don't think. Would you want to eat food that you grew in motor oil? No, you wouldn't. But Rockefeller, Monsanto, Syngenta, Dow, and DuPont, and Bayer, and all the rest, they think this is great. Man, this is just great. It's a two-fold exercise. High yield of really pretty food that literally is toxic. It's plastic. Plastic. Plastic is made from petroleum. And if you think it can't genetically turn food into plastic, you're wrong, because that's what it did to the cow manure when they were fed 100% GMO. And it destroyed them. The same way my bladder is destroyed, it destroyed their udders. They didn't make milk. They couldn't make milk, and they died. In 60 days, the rats died. Their testicles shriveled up. They were not able to produce testosterone. They died with giant brain tumors because at a DNA level, it is that destructive. So here you have it. Drugs, war, and death. Drugs, war, and death. You're going to pop on that TV tonight, and you're going to watch some NCIS or some, you know, CSI or whatever show about death and the military and, you know, cyberspace and cyber war. Trash, trash, trash. If you find that entertaining, you are a sick puppy. Where are the love stories? Where is there any truth in history? Ken Burns, everything he ever put out was a crock of shit. Ken Burns is a liar. The Ford Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, Joe Schmo, Zionist Bozo Foundation, NPR documentary trash is mind control, disinfo, incorrect bullshit. The Civil War was not about slavery. World War I was not about some foreign dictator. World War II was not because of the Nazis were doing this and that. Let me tell you who the killers were. The killers were the Russians, ladies and gentlemen, the Belarus Russians that fought like maniacs, and they were healthy, and they used their minds, and they knew what they were doing. Didn't care about some photo op. And let me tell you, I'm seeing it everywhere. I had to deal, like I said, with my clients, and I said this at the beginning of the show, maniacs, my tenants, all of them doped up, didn't understand a thing I said. All they were doing was panicking, freaking out, yelling and screaming. And because I laughed at them, they literally acted like they wanted to murder me. And they threatened me with physical violence. And if I wanted to, I can put them in jail right now. Right now. But that's not happening. That's not what I have planned. And, you know, let them go. Let them do their thing. But see, they're on my radar. And they will always be on my radar as long as I'm here. You know, you have to take a real good hard look at the world around us, what's going on, disseminate the facts from fiction. Hillary Clinton is a maniac. Bernie Sanders is basically mentally retarded. You have a New World Order Nazi getting ready to take over America using the little minds, the little poor puppet heads that are angry that houses cost $200,000 and I'm only making $9 an hour. How am I going to do it? Same way your parents did. They worked two jobs. They ate what they could afford. They drove used cars. And they did not overspend on credit. They put food on the table. They made sure the light bill was paid and that you had clean underwear. And could take a, you imagine taking a bath every night? I remember when people only took baths on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. I still remember that. When girls washed their hair on Friday night. It wasn't an everyday thing. We have become docilized. We are, in fact, over our heads with convenience. Drugs, mainstream media, death, murder, social media, the internet, the web. Turn it off. Shut it down. Don't put it in your mouth. Go for a walk. Take a long, airy walk. Get some sweat on your brow. Look at yourself. You're human. You're not a machine. You shouldn't be devouring plastic. You know, plastic and BPAs and cans and all that are the plague. I was reading about dioxin in this book, Seeds of Destruction. And dioxin, ladies and gentlemen, we're not getting away from this. You know, Monsanto is the same corporation that made Agent Orange. They're in the weed-killing business. What are they doing now in our food production business? What are they doing in our food growth business? Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. You know what a gene gun is? You know how they put pig genes and bacteria into the seeds, pre-exposed, to create a resistance. This is a disease-resistant seed that will give you a disease. If food doesn't rot, it's not making the micronutrients that your body needs. We're talking about millions of years of evolution in humanity. We didn't start 6,000 years ago or 12,000 years ago. Humans have been roaming this frickin' planet for millions of years. And in 100 years, these bastards, these evil, disgusting controllers have literally murdered humanity single-handedly. Maybe not completely. I'd rather be 100% human than 50% human and live shorter than live longer like a zombie. Until tomorrow, this is the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.